Reports his 9-year-old daughter missing, perhaps abducted. Police issue an Amber Alert, and now he is under arrest.
The suspect has been charged with murder in the second degree and concealment of a human corpse.
New York State Police Major Christopher Gilroy says law enforcement found the girl's body 40 miles from Lake George. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Officers ended up coming across Melina's body at a spot where her and her father were believed to have visited. They found her in shallow water, and then they took the father into custody.
A federal court's hearing arguments in Harvard University's challenge to the Trump administration's blocking of $2 billion in grants and contracts. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
What Harvard is saying is that it's in violation of the university's First Amendment rights for the government to be making these demands on them. Now, the Trump administration has a very different perspective here. They say this case does not even belong in this Boston federal court. They say it's a contract dispute.
Well, Texas Republicans are poised to redraw the state's congressional map.
It's a move President Trump is pushing as a way to help the GOP retain control of the House in next year's midterm elections. By redrawing the state's congressional maps, Republicans are looking to devise 5 new winnable seats. While the move complicates Democrats' plans to begin regaining power in Washington, it also has risks for Republicans. Some Texas districts considered safe for conservatives will have to add more Democratic voters. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says two people are held in connection with the wounding of an off-duty border officer in a New York City park. At least one is an undocumented man.
How many more lives will it take? How many more people have to be hurt and victimized before we have public safety be a number one priority in some of our largest cities?
The officer was not in uniform, and city police called it a botched robbery attempt. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us a second automaker is spelling out the financial hit it anticipates because of tariffs.
Stellantis, the maker of Jeep and Ram vehicles, says preliminary financial figures indicate the company will see a nearly $3 billion net loss in the first half of this year, partly due to U.S. tariffs. A week ago, vehicle maker Volvo said it was taking a $1.2 billion hit because of Trump administration tariffs and production delays.
A judge in the U.K. is talking out a challenge to Wimbledon's expansion plans that will almost triple the size of the tennis tournament grounds. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 245 points. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Pillar Health opened a federally qualified health center in Racine today. The clinic will move next year into the much larger Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. That's set to open late next year. The clinic operating now is said to provide affordable primary care with sliding fees and new pediatric resources for back-to-school health needs. Two sports fields in Racine now bear the names of longtime educators. Case High School's baseball and varsity softball fields were officially renamed Rupnow Field. It's 78 years of service combined between the two in Racine Unified. Southeastern Wisconsin is facing another round of wildfire smoke and extreme heat. Canadian haze is in the air now, and later this week, heat index values could go over 100 degrees. A cold front could arrive by Thursday night. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Demolition is underway at 401 Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Racine. It's coming down to make room for a parking lot owned by Dominion Properties and four patrons of that hotel. The Salmon Rama Fishing Contest crowned James Schmidt as the grand prize winner. He hooked a 29.5-pound Chinook salmon. He was fishing off the Port Washington coast. 6th Street Bridge closures in Racine start today. Major repairs are taking place on stretches from Mound Avenue to Racine Street and from Marquette to Stannard. Detours are in place with work expected to be finished by mid-October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI, put two outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy played defensive?
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play, half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Sunny and summery today, but still refreshing. Highs in the mid-70s. Get a touch warmer tomorrow, climbing to the low 80s, but it's going to be more muggy. Chances for showers and storms by night. Then on Wednesday, after that, it's going to be hot and humid. Highs soar to the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Monday, Monday. other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
This is WRJN. It's Monday. That means a brand new question for You're the Judge, our online, on our website feature that's sponsored by Hog Lawyer. The question is, what is your favorite Kringle flavor? Now, these are not hard-hitting questions, and there is no wrong or right answer, okay? So just want to know your opinion, and it's all anonymous, so let us know. Go to WRJN.com. You got a favorite Kringle flavor? Let us know. We'd appreciate it. It's You're the Judge at WRJN.com, sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Blue moon.
want the dang 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 ding and dong ding boo. Bomb ba 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 bomb ba.
Out of it if you want. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today it's inside Julian Thomas Elementary. Next year it'll be inside the new King Community Center. Pillar Health opened a federally qualified health center in Racine today. The clinic will move next year into the much larger Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. That's set to open late next year. The clinic operating now is said to provide affordable primary care with sliding fees and new pediatric resources for back-to-school health needs. Behavioral health counseling will launch later this summer. Burlington will benefit from the budget. Major state funding is on the way for two water projects in Burlington, according to a statement from Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's $10 million for Echo Lake Dam repairs and $5 million for dredging Browns Lake. The dam has to be modified to meet state flood standards and will undergo structural upgrades and park enhancements beginning next year. Dredging at Browns Lake starts this month. Bridge closures start today on 6th Street in Racine. Construction crews are starting deck repairs on two key spans. The impacted sections run between Mound and Racine Street and between Marquette and Stannard. Detours are posted. The project aims to be wrapped up by mid-October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Sunny and summery today, but still refreshing. Highs in the mid-70s. We get a touch warmer tomorrow, climbing to the low 80s, but it's going to be more muggy. Chances for showers and storms by night. Then on Wednesday, after that, it's going to be hot and humid. Highs soar to the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Somebody to lean. If you need a friend, call me. If you need a friend, if you ever need a friend, call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
If you need a friend,
call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Song, but let's crank up the party. This works. The Kinks on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
come a time and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Summertime kind of song on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report says sunny and 75 today, maybe a little cooler near the lake. Water temperature 69 degrees and the waves are under 2 feet. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach style color one stroke at a time.
Tires
out the Kenosha AMC Homecoming that's happening. Cruises, swap meets, big car show on Saturday at Kennedy Park. And we'll be doing reports here on WRJN. It's sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. The brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. And by Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose, fix, done. AMC, coming home. With WRJN.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hoseline taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
This week, see why Scoops Ice Cream and Candy will keep you in the summer spirit. Beat the heat with super premium chocolate shop ice cream. Crafted in Wisconsin and served with Kenosha pride by the true ambassadors of bold flavor. Have dietary needs? No problem. Scoops has gluten-free and vegan options. Smooth, satisfying, and engineered to keep you as sharp as a javelin. Every cone, cup, and treat from Scoops is sure to make you smile and soar like an eagle. Cruise into Scoops, 57th Street and 8th Avenue in downtown Kenosha.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Time is on my side.
Hamlin Band, CCR on RJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag is gone, oh well. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you. last night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The battle between the Trump administration and Harvard University is playing out today in a federal courtroom. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says it's about the government's freeze on $2 billion in grants and contracts.
Harvard specifically says that there is a timeline here. They want a decision by September 3rd because they say when the government first issued a letter terminating federal grants, that began a clock of 120 days, and they're worried that once that money stops coming in completely, they will never get it back.
There's a new analysis of the administration's actions after court rulings.
Out of 160 court cases where a judge has issued a substantive ruling against the administration, President Trump and his appointees have defied a third of them. The Washington Post reports Justice Department lawyers and the agencies they represent are, quote, snubbing rulings, providing false information, failing to turn over evidence, quietly working around court orders, and inventing pretexts to carry out